Last item is number 19.
Yeah, it's taken us a couple of tries to get this one. So this is really, the outgrowth of this is from the WQCC in November, where there were a lot of good presentations on water resource management around the state, and the board expressed an interest in learning more about what was happening in our own region. And it's a big topic, so our first discussion with you on this was really to let you know where we plug in to the process, not so much what others are doing. And the idea was that after we briefed you on it and discussed it, you know, if you wanted to delve further into what others are doing, we might even hold, for example, a workshop and invite the cities and the counties and others who have projects, DWR and others who have projects, to come in and make presentations to the board and give you an opportunity to ask questions about how we can. I know one of the questions the board asked was how can we facilitate some of these projects, and how can we do a better job of working with the other agencies. So this time is merely a discussion of what we are doing as staff, and we have a variety of speakers. You'll see on each section there's a staff person who's listed as the primary contact for it. So I guess I'd ask the board, would you like each person to come up and give a very brief, underlined brief summary of what's in here, or how would you like to proceed?
I'm not going to be here in another 4 minutes, so how do you guys want this to roll out? Mike?
Yeah, I had asked for this after the Sacramento Water Quality Coordinating Committee, or the Water Quality, whatever they call it, Coordinating Committee?
WQCC.
Workshop, where they were urging us to get involved, right, in local integrated water resources management efforts. And I was actually interested in knowing what outside of our agency was going on in terms of those efforts in this region, to get a sense of how and if and, you know, whether we interact with that. I mean, I feel like some of this stuff is stuff that hasn't really come before us, but most of this is stuff that is programs that we've been talking about and had some sense of. So I don't know. That's all I got to say.
I asked a question.
Okay. The question is, how would you like? Do you just want staff to talk about the efforts going on outside the agency?
Well, I don't think staff is really prepared to talk about that. I mean, they're prepared to talk about is what the agency is doing inside the agency. And
I don't know.
Well, I would say that, I mean, to some degree they can. You know, WM on the the IRM stuff, we could probably tell you a little bit about it. So maybe we can try to answer your questions to the degree we can today. I would suggest if you're satisfied with the material that's here, and at some point you want to move on to the next step, then it'll take us a couple of board meetings to pull that together and figure out, you know, how we get others invited and that sort of thing. So,
yeah, I mean, I found this really good and interesting reading. I'm not sure I feel like I need to have the staff get up and repeat what's written here.
Okay. Does anyone feel that we need a staff presentation on any of this? Russ?
No, unless the staff has something they really want to share.
The report's pretty comprehensive.
Here.
Bruce?
I think the staff report speaks for itself, and it was brought back for us. We had more comments or questions, it wasn't for staff to read it to us out loud. But there is one thing I want to mention, and that is that we have at least three different data collecting programs out there, including CCAMP and GAMMA, and they're a little bit tough for me to put my hands around, and I would appreciate having an hour or so, hour and a half maybe, with Matthew or other staff to understand these. And if other board members also want that, then it has to be done in a more formal matter. But that's one thing that I'd like some education about.
You could probably call him on the phone.
I've talked to him briefly about it.
Okay, and or come up here, you know, and come down here.
Right, so if you just want me to work it out with Matthew, I will, but I didn't know if other board members wanted to have a discussion about these different monitoring collection programs.
Okay. Monica?
I have two things to say. First, what you just said, what he just said, perked my ears up, because under the prior EO, I was directly told, you do not call staff, you call me, and you talk to me. So if we are under a new kind of framework and policy, I want to raise this, that I need to be informed. I need to know, am I allowed to call staff, or do I need to go through the EO or the AEO? That is a question that comes up. So, and I don't need to go any further with that. But the second thing is, and I mentioned it to Ken regarding this report, this is a statement of our programs and the status of work going on. And in the December discussion, which was truncated, I did make a request that we include Los Osos in the discussion on seawater intrusion, which is in the section existing water quality and supply projects related to integrated water resources management. So I think it's an important reason, an important thing to incorporate, because we are in conversation with the county about it. And similar to Pajaro, we're asking them to help us understand how they're going to address this, and is there a way for us to work collaboratively? Are there ways to help bring other resources? I mean, you know, this is one of the imperatives we have in coastal water supply, coastal aquifer sustainability. So I would just like to see the report amended to incorporate that as one of our issues. And that's all I need to add.
Maybe it should be amended to include all areas where we've got seawater intrusion.
As a separate
category.
But
as to the first item, what I meant was talk to Ken and get it cleared with Ken. And I think when any of us need to be educated on something, I don't think there's ever been a prohibition, you know, or kind of a rule set up where we shouldn't do that. But, no, we don't call staff directly or email staff directly. We got to go through Ken.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that should continue to take place.
Good. Okay. Thank you for clarification.
Nothing changed with that.
Okay.
So if we now do another report for you on what others are doing, would you like that to come back as a, you know, and we can get people to participate, come back as a workshop, for example? You know, workshop as, we've got a two-day board meeting, but part of it, as Lisa said, we could make it a workshop if you wanted to have people come in and give you presentations and that kind of thing, or do you want just a written report, or what exactly are you looking for?
Go ahead.
I think it would be worthwhile at some point to, in general terms, to get a sense of what other people are doing. I think there's some value to having other folks that we don't normally deal with, you know, that are the RCDs, the cities, the counties, be part of that process in a workshop format. I wouldn't put it, I mean, I think it has to be, we just talked about time management, it has to be in a situation where we actually have time in the agenda for it. I don't think it's the most urgent thing that has to come before everything else.
Okay.
So are you, are you asking for a report first and then follow up at some later date by a workshop?
I'd like to get some sense of what, who's doing integrated, I can never string all the words together, in this region, besides us, what the bodies are. I mean, they're going to do this this program to do drinking water stuff, and they were going to work through the Integrated Resource Water Management Agency in the Salinas Valley. I have no idea who that is.
Do you need to formally turn it over to Mr. Wolf?
Yes.
I'm turning the chairs roll over to Dr. Wolf at this point.
Thank you.
Good luck, Dr. Wolf.
And I will ask my colleague to be brief.
Yeah.
Thank you. I don't want to make a huge amount of work for staff either.
I agree. Okay.
I mean, I think it's... That's it.
All right. Thank you.
So, we're good on that?
Unless somebody has a comment or question.
No, I was going to say I like the idea of doing a workshop. Thank you, Lisa, because I think an open forum exchange of information is what we're after. Okay.
All right. Any other input you have?
No, that's all I have.
All right. Well, this.